This is the English translation of the message delivered by Pastor Hon on August 9, 2026. The message title is One Body by One Spirit. The scripture passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Good morning. Let us read today's scripture passage first. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. This morning is a worship service commemorating the end of the war, Japan's defeat, and reporting on Koinonia program. Later, I would like you to see the photos and videos of the junior and senior high school Koinonias held over 4 nights and 5 days from July 30th to August 3rd. But first, this morning, what I would like to introduce is not the clear file that I always use, but the Koinonia 20th Anniversary Commemorative Clear File. I think some of you already have one, but it is filled with photographs that let you grasp the history of Koinonia at a glance. There is a young Reverend Seino, Reverend Lim Byung-jun, the former senior pastor of Deban Church, Elder Takekoshi, and Elder Gu Yong-su, who worked hand-in-hand with Elder Takekoshi, a lovely Adobe photo of Reverend Gil and Reverend Seino sharing and drinking a single cup of cafe latte, Reverend Hobo, Reverend Inoue, a photo of the very first Koinonia exchange student, Mr. Matsura looking a bit slim in short pants, the women's Koinonia, the men's Koinonia, the teens' Koinonia, the youth Koinonia, and even a photo of me, about 25 kilograms heavier than now, my flesh so full it looked about to burst, and many other images. It is a precious clear file in which you can see the history of Koinonia at a glance, one you cannot help gazing at. Just looking at it, this is a clear file engraved with the history of Koinonia's grace, one that makes a smile spill out before you know it. There is also the Koinonia 20th Anniversary Journal, which lets you understand Koinonia well, and which once you start reading, you cannot stop. Among the 253 churches belonging to the Japan Alliance Christ Church, every year we are encouraged to hold a peace prayer meeting to look back on and repent of the sin and the war responsibility by which the Japanese churches cooperated under the wartime regime 81 years ago with the invasion and colonial rule of Korea, China, and other Asian nations carried out as Japan's national policy, and with that shrine worship meant to make people worship the emperor, so that we would never commit the same error again, and so that as the light of the world, we might concretely carry out the ministry of reconciliation entrusted to us by God. It would be no exaggeration to say that the concrete practices and actual examples of this are all gathered together in this Koinonia Commemorative Journal, that is the kind of content this journal has. There may be some who do not know much about Koinonia, but today we have prepared at the reception desk both this Koinonia Commemorative Journal and the Koinonia Clear file. So if you do not yet have them, please do take one and read it. This year's Koinonia was a visit to Devan Church by 41 people, the teens, junior, and senior high school students, and their teachers from Megumi Church. It has been 11 years since a junior and senior high Koinonia last visited Devan Church. The 29-year Koinonia Fellowship between our Megumi Church and Devan Church began with this junior and senior high Koinonia. We have carried it out once every 5 years with the desire that the junior and senior high students who gather at the church might each be able to experience Koinonia at least once during their teenage years. But the COVID-19 pandemic came, and during that time, we had no choice but to suspend it. In the midst of that, last year, at last, the junior and senior high students of Devan Church visited Megumi Church, and this year, the junior and senior high students of Megumi Church visited Devan Church. The Koinonia from last year into this year was truly the long-awaited time of the revival of the junior and senior high Koinonia program. The junior and the senior high Koinonia, which has brought so much grace to both churches, is a precious and special blessing from the Lord, and I believe it is an indispensable major event and grace for both Devan Church and the Megumi Church. Through the junior and senior high Koinonia, many people have come to be baptized, and it seems that the revivals of faith have taken place. There have even been joyful marriages between the young people of Devan Church and the young people of Megumi Church. Next year will mark the 30th anniversary of the Japan-Korea Koinonia. I feel that this year's junior and senior high Koinonia was one that made us once again newly anticipate that this Koinonia Fellowship will continue until the day the Lord Jesus comes again and will go on being a rich grace and a blessing for both churches. Also, for me personally, this became a Koinonia deeply moving in many respects. I think the first time I was allowed to take part in Koinonia Fellowship was when I was a fourth-year university student. At that time, for the simple reason that I could speak just a little Korean, I was given the service of interpreting. About 26 years after that time, 26 years ago, I could not even guess whom I would marry. This year, my family's second son and third son were able to take part together in the junior and senior high Koinonia as junior senior high school students. Not only me, but among the teens teachers who led the group there were also those who had once participated as junior and senior high students themselves, and there were teachers who, like me, participated together with their own children. It was truly a time when we were allowed to taste the deeply moving, joyful fruit of 29 years of reconciled fellowship in Christ. Furthermore, I felt that I had been allowed to witness a scene that was, for me, like a miracle. My father was a person who, about 100 years ago, came over to Japan from the Korean Peninsula, which was under Japan's colonial rule, a Japanese who once had the Japanese nationality. To put it more precisely, his being Korean was treated as though it had never existed, and he came to live in Japan as a former Japanese national who had been forcibly compelled to acquire Japanese nationality. However, after the war, this time that Japanese nationality was again forcibly stripped from him, internationally he became effectively stateless, and he was made, whether he liked it or not, to hold a mysterious registration called Chosenseki Korean Registration, valid only within Japan. Amid discrimination and contempt, going by the Japanese name Ishikawa Tsunehisa, he lived out his life. My father was one of the so-called Zainichi Korean people, Koreans residing in Japan. Therefore, from before I was old enough to understand things, by the time I became aware, I was living not under my real name, Hon Punghwa, but under the common use name Ishikawa Toyokazu. When I entered elementary school, every year, without fail, until I became a third-year high school student, my father always delivered mid-year and year-end gifts to my homeroom teacher, arranging things so that, as much as possible, I would not suffer a discrimination or contempt in school life because I was a Zainichi Korean. He did the same with the teachers of my lessons, abacus, calligraphy, piano, cram school, and so on. Also, each time I met a new teacher, as if revealing a family secret that must never be revealed, my father would go to greet them, bowing his head deeply, to teachers much younger than himself, saying, "Actually, our family are Zainichi Koreans, so I humbly ask for your kind consideration." Growing up watching such a father, it seems that, as a matter of course, a kind of wariness, or should I say attention, naturally became part of me, that in living in this Japanese society, I must never reveal that I was a Zainichi Korean, that it must never be found out, and that if it were found out, it would be a terrible thing. Because of that, I lived half thinking of myself as Japanese, or rather being made to think so. Do you all know the expression, baka demo chon demo dekiru? Direct translation would be, even a fool or a chon can do it. Without having the slightest idea that the word chon is a discriminatory slur referring to Korean people, I used it as a matter of course from my elementary school days until I became a Christian in my third year of university. Then, if you ask whether such discrimination no longer exists today, that is not the case. When I became the senior pastor of Megumi Church and went to the post office to change the name of a representative officer from Reverend Seino to my real name, Hon Punghwa, the person at the counter at the post office who helped me asked me with a straight face, I don't think he meant any harm, "Don't you have a Japanese name?" There were also times when someone said to my face, "Why is the senior pastor of the largest church in the Alliance denomination a Korean?" Because I kept being treated that way for a long time, it was only natural that within me a wariness and tension were cultivated. Being a Zainichi Korean is something I must keep hidden at all costs. So from my elementary school days until I became a Christian in my third year of university, I never revealed to anyone, not even to my closest friend, that I was a Zainichi Korean. Probably among the friends around me, whom I met at school over the years, there were friends in the same situation as me, I think, but now there is no way to know. For someone like me, this Koinonia Fellowship is a fellowship like a miracle. Rather than overlooking the history of Japan and Korea as if it had never happened, just as it says in the Koinonia Declaration made between Devon Church and the Megumi Church, keeping in mind the unhappy history of the two nations, as members of God's family, we will earnestly seek rich fellowship in Christ. The Koinonia Fellowship in which Japanese and Koreans rejoice together and laugh together. For me, can only be described as truly like a miracle. Especially for me, who in my own junior and senior high years could not reveal that I was a Zainichi Korean, the sight of the Japanese and Korean junior and senior high students who took part in the junior and senior high Koinonia program becoming one, rejoicing in one another, laughing together, and praying for one another, was the kingdom of God itself. I was moved with a calm impression, full of great grace. There, wholly free of any despising or discriminating against people on the basis of differences of nationality, language, culture, background, or blood relation, was the very scene of today's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. As it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, human beings were created by the triune God, who breathed the Spirit of God into them as beings who live as one, yet filled with corruption and violence until unfit for the Spirit of God, they tore that oneness to shreds, built walls, made nations, made borders, made ethnic groups, made cultures each different from the others, and went on constructing sinful distinctiveness, incompatible with oneness, falling into a relationship of a conflict. To this world, to us human beings, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the cost of his own life, prepared a way to restore once again, becoming one. The greatest characteristic that humanity had originally been given by God. The triune God, the Father, the Son, Jesus, and God the Spirit, prepared for us the way to live as one, so that human beings could in a manner befitting humanity, rejoice in, enjoy, and live out being one in God, which is the greatest characteristics of the human being created in the image of God. Just as in today's scripture passage, let us read again from verse 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Although human beings were once made one by having the Spirit, that is, the Spirit of God, breathed into them, we humans tore that the oneness to shreds. To us, God once again, through the cross of Jesus Christ, transformed us, human beings, into one body with Christ as its head. He restored us to the original form of humanity. He restored the joy that human beings originally had. Finally, I would like to read the Koinonia Declaration concluded between Devan Church and Megumi Church in 1999. And then, though it is a little long, I would like to continue to read the prayer for the 80th year after the war presented by the Japan Alliance Christ Church. After that, I would like to end the message while you watch the video of this year's junior and senior high koinonia. Koinonia Declaration. Devan Church of Seoul, Korea, and Tsuchiura Megumi Church of Japan, having come to be convinced that the fellowship begun through the family of a Devan Church is a grace-filled encounter within the providence of God, hereby declare the following, desiring the establishment of a new relationship in our common Savior, Jesus Christ. First, both churches sincerely give thanks for the wide-ranging fellowship among clergy and church members that has been given through the mutual visits of junior, senior high students and leaders over the past several years, begun in 1996. Second, both churches joyfully confess that each belongs to the church that is the body of Christ, whose head is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they are brothers and sisters. We are the brothers and sisters of God's family. Third, both churches, transcending the cultural differences that lie between Japan and Korea, and keeping in mind the unhappy history of the two nations, will, as members of God's family, earnestly seek rich fellowship in Christ. Fourth, both churches, convinced that carrying out the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, is our common destiny, resolved to cooperate with each other's strength for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Both churches, making the above declaration, and in order that the fellowship and cooperation between the two churches may bear rich fruit, establish a koinonia committee within each church, and praying that this new relationship will manifest the glory of God, hereby conclude a sister church relationship. In the year of the Lord, October 10th, 1999, signed by Senior Pastor Lim Byung-jun, the Presbyterian Church of Korea, Devan Church, and Senior Pastor Katsuhiko Seino, Japan Alliance Christ Church, Tsuchiura Megumi Church. Next, I'd like to read the prayer for the 80th year after the war, August 2025, presented by Japan Alliance Christ Church. We, on the occasion of the 80th year after the war, as those who make peace, I pray before God as follows. Looking back on our path since the war, we, the Japan Alliance Christ Church, confess as our own sin the many errors we committed in the age of war. Yet, looking back on our post-war path, for a considerable time we were not conscious of these sins and could not take them up as our own task. Only by your mercy were people raised up to face this task. An awareness of the sins of war, cooperation, and idol worship was shared. And nearly half a century after the defeat, we were able, as a denomination, to make a public confession of a repentance. The 1991 declaration commemorating the 100th anniversary of mission and the 1996 Yokohama Declaration. We confess anew, under the wartime regime, we cooperated with the invasion and colonial rule of Korea, China, and other Asian nations carried out as Japan's national policy, and with the shrine worship meant to make people worship the emperor. We also performed the worship towards the imperial palace, the singing of Kimi ga Yo, and shrine visit as national ceremonies, and we could not discern that these amounted to idol worship. These were sins that went against the commandments, "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, and "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Love your neighbors as yourself," Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Standing in repentance so as never to repeat the same error again, we will walk loving you and our neighbor. Seeking the peace of God, this year the doomsday clock has reached its shortest ever since its beginning, 89 seconds remaining. In the world, there are nations and regions exchanging fire. Direct attacks on nuclear facilities have been made, and the tension of nuclear weapons being used is rising. As the Lord Jesus said, "Put your sword back in its place." Jesus said to him, "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword," Matthew chapter 26, verse 52. There is no true resolution in war. Rather, it produces further exchanges of violence and the chains of hatred. Believing that there is hope in living in your love, we seek your peace. We listen to the cries of those wounded by war and those suffering under this disparity and division. Seeking your peace and justice, we intercede in prayer that without relying on armed force, the world may become one of a coexistence. We will speak with brothers and sisters in Asia and throughout the world and deepen our fellowship. We will also continue to learn the tragic memories of war and pass them on to the next generation. According to the word, we will pray for those in authority, cooperate with what is right, and raise our voices against what is not right. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Aiming for the fulfillment of the promises. Father God, you have promised complete victory and peace at the time of Christ's second coming. We, as church on the way, while bearing the sufferings of this world, press on with patience and courage toward the fulfillment of the promise. We, the church, the people of God called out by the Holy Spirit, the body whose head is the Lord Jesus Christ, the flock of a sheep that listens and obeys only the voice of the Lord our Shepherd. Japan Alliance Church Confession of Faith, Article 7. Pray the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We make you alone our God. May we, not being ruled in body or soul by anything other than you, live in the freedom of the gospel and walk praising you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We sincerely offer works of love. May your will be realized on this earth and your kingdom be revealed. Give us this day our daily bread. May we become those who share your grace and rejoice in the world you have made. We ask your help for those suffering under disparity and division. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. As those forgiven by you, we form a fellowship of a mutual forgiveness. Forgive our sins and our impurity. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We listen and obey your voice. Protect us from the temptations of this world's wealth and from the threat of power and armed force. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We walk trusting in your faithfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. You, far beyond human thought, in the end, lead all things to the best. May your glory be praised forever. Amen. Now, here, please watch the photos of this year's junior and senior high Koinonia program. Let us pray.